Say thank you because you are God. We say thank you for your love. We say thank you for your love. We say thank you for your faithfulness. We say thank you for your grace. Be thou exalted in Jesus' name. And so, Lord Jesus, we pray that you take over to this teaching, that you teach us in Jesus' name. For in Jesus' name we pray. Let's kindly have our seats in the presence of God. It's so good to see our handsome and beautiful face. Thank you very much, ambassadors of praise. God bless you. It's so good to see our beautiful and handsome faces here. Yeah. Oh, glory to God. How has been our exams? If we had any, I'm seeing my papa. Papa can't sign out. Praise God. Praise the living Jesus. Good evening, everyone. Good evening, everyone. How was our day? Yeah. I give God all the glory for the privilege to be standing before us this evening. And I also thank my papas, Papa Promise and Papa David. God bless you, sirs. Praise God. So today, as we all know that we are still in the era of alignment, right? Right? Yes, we are still in the era of alignment. So the topic for today is love. Love, a key to alignment. Love. Somebody say love. Love. Are we scared of saying love? Say love. Ife. Love. Can someone give me a definition of love? Love. 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 Okay. Can you please give us the definition of love, ma?
Love is a feeling of affection towards someone or something.
Okay. Can we please give her a round of applause? She said love is a feeling of affection towards someone or something. Okay. All right. So, according to the English dictionary, love is a strong, positive emotion of regard and affection. But the Greek language distinguishes love into four parts. Praise God. Are we listening? The Greek language distinguishes love into four parts. We have philia, we have eros, we have storge, and we have agape. Are we listening? Praise God. We are going somewhere. Philia is found in strong friendship. This kind of love support in this kind of love affection and support abound. It is based on friendship. Praise God. We have eros. It is found in romantic relationships. It contains passion and intimacy. Praise God. And we have the storge. It is found in family relationship between brothers, sisters, parents to children, and it involves empathy and affection. Praise God. Then we have agape. Agape is selfless, unconditional love. Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. I'm at the deal. Praise God. Better. Yeah. So agape is selfless and unconditional love. So agape love applied to the Christian living means sacrificial and unconditional devotion to a person or system. Praise God. It means unconditional. A love that it is not because of. For example, someone asked me that, why do I love Sister Favor? I just love her. It's not that because I love her eyeball, I love her lips, I love the way she smiles. So what if something happens to the smile? Or probably what if something happens to the eyes? Or something happens to the lips? That means I will stop loving her. But the unconditional love is the love that I just love her. Why? I don't know. But I just love her. Unconditional. Selfless. Whereby I will be able to sacrifice my things for her. That was the kind of love God has for us. And he was able to sacrifice his only begotten son. That thing is not an easy thing to do. If not for love. There are some things that if we should ask ourselves, can I do this? You will say that no. But the thing is that, why are you saying no? Lack of love. Selfishness. Praise God. Let's open our Bible to the book of Matthew chapter 22 verse 37. We have some categories of love. Matthew 22 verse 37. Thank you very much, media unit. Jesus said unto him, thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart and with all thy soul and with all thy mind. Praise God. Praise God. So the first category of love is love unto God. Love unto God. So this love is the first and great commandment. It is the first and great commandment of all. And the summary of all the commands of the first table. Love is the first thing God demands from us. Praise God. He wants us to love him with all our minds, our soul, everything we have. Let's open our Bible to the book of Deuteronomy chapter 10 verse 12. It says, and now, Israel, what doth the Lord thy God require of thee, but to fear the Lord thy God, to walk in all his ways, and to love him, and to serve the Lord thy God with all thy heart and with all thy soul. Praise God. Praise the living Jesus. God wants us to love him. You know, when you love God, you find it easy to obey him. you find it easy to do whatever thing he asks you to do. On Tuesday, Paul was talking about prayer, how to communicate with God. But the thing is that if you do not love God, you will find it hard to communicate with him. Right? Okay, for example, how many of us are in a relationship here? You will not wave our hands. Praise God. Praise the living Jesus. When there are sometimes that if you've not heard that person's voice, you will not be fine. Praise God. At first, when I used to hear people say that, I used to feel like seriously, they'll be like, I've not spoken with this person today. You're not okay. Why? Because I've not spoken with the person. Wow, that's great. No, that's bad. Praise God. But the thing is that when you love someone, everything, all the affection will be on that person. You will want to do what that person wants. You will not want to hurt that person. Let's open our Bible to the book of Exodus chapter 20 from verse 1 to 11. Exodus chapter 20 from verse 1 to 11. Kabaratu sevinanti shabenante ekamama shabaratisa. And God spoke all these words saying, please media, let's be fast. I am the Lord thy God, which have brought thee out of the land of Egypt, out of the house of bondage. Thou shalt have no other gods before me. Thou shalt not make unto thee any graven image, or any likeness of anything that is in heaven above, or that is in the earth beneath, or that is in the water under. Thou shalt not bow down thyself to them, nor serve them, for I, the Lord thy God, am a jealous God, visiting the iniquity of the fathers upon the children unto the third and fourth generation of them that hate me, and showing mercy unto thousands of them that love me and keep my commandments. Yes. Thou shalt not take the name of the Lord thy God in vain, for the Lord will not hold him guiltless that taketh his name in vain. Yes. Remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy. 6 days shalt thou labor and do all thy work. But the seventh day is the Sabbath of the Lord thy God. In it thou shalt not do any work, thou nor thy son, nor thy daughter, thy manservants, nor thy maidservants, nor thy cattle, nor thy stranger that is within thy gates. The last. For in 6 days the Lord made heaven and earth, the sea and all that in them is, and rested the seventh day. Wherefore the Lord blessed the Sabbath day and hallowed it. Praise God. Praise God. So this first from verse 1 to 11 is about loving God. If you don't love God, there is no how you can keep the commandments from verse 1 to 11. Praise God. The thing is that God loved us. God loved us. And he wants us to reciprocate back that love to him. One thing I love about God is that God will not tell you to do something he cannot do. When he says, Be ye holy as I am. If Jesus has not lived a successful righteous life, he would not have told you that, live a righteous life. Praise God. So when God is telling us that we should love him with everything that we have, with our desires, with what we've become, with what we are becoming, with our thoughts, he has done it before. The book of 1 John chapter 4 was saying that a fairer re nitori only oko fewa. We love him because he first loved us. So it is not that a one-sided love. No, he has loved us first. So the next thing for us to do is for us to reciprocate back that love to him. When you love God, you will find it easy for you, it will be so easy for you to obey his commandments. It will be so easy for you to communicate with him. It will be so easy. For example, if I love Bro Samson, I want to know more about him, right? Like, I love Bro Samson. Praise God. I love you, sir. I want to know more about him. I want to know what he likes and what he don't like, because I will not want to hurt him. Praise God. Loving God will make me sit with the scripture, because I know that sitting with the scripture will make me know him more. Because I cannot say that I love someone and yet I want to do something that is going to hurt that person. No. Praise God. When you want to love God, you don't love other things than God. When you are loving your parents than God, you don't love God. There are some things that our parents will tell us to do, and God will say no. I'll be like, ha, Uluwa. Daddy, me money. Mommy, me money. You love God first. And there is something I noticed that I realized is that you respond to the beckoning of someone you love. You respond to the beckoning of someone you love. I hear the sound of my love beckoning on me to the secret place. I hear the sound of my love beckoning on me to the secret place. When you love God, you will want to search more of him. You will want to seek him the more. No one will tell you that this is what you should do before you do it. Because you love him. And if you love him, you will want to make him happy at all times. The second category of love. Love unto our neighbor as ourselves. Let's open our Bible to the book of Matthew chapter 22 verse 39. Jesus answered and said unto them, 39, verse 39. And the second is like unto it, thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. Thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. So this love is like unto the very first. It flows from the first one. Because when you say that you love God, whom you've not seen, and you hate your brother, whom you've seen, are you sure you love God? Comfort God. Ana Sheviano Shebelati Kabarati Se Eviane Shebelato Sevika Mamanati Arati Kebeletiti Sevika Manosa Arakebeleti Shegedeti Erati Sevilane Shemimanate Rakobeleti Sivina Nina Sha Aratumena Sevinanteti Eko Savi Baratis Asuvian Debenti Ikobila Rati Seviakom Beliate Rakomimamena Sevite Kamma Mena Arati Siviti Elibaratosa Arentiti Kemenasa Emimanteti Animamena Rakababam beliati siviti kame emamante sivida baliati kame roati sevilate shavenante regedededeti kopelati se ranti memani sevinante regedeti sa ashegedededeti kama mama rati sevilanti kame mantis reti menasa. Amen. Amen. So, this love also implies that we love ourselves. It says, and the second is like unto it, thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. So it implies that there is this self-love. There is this self-love. But there is this selfish self-love. Praise God. Praise God. There is this self-love that is corrupt. There is this self-love that needs to be mortified. Praise God. I know that some people are actually looking at me like, what am I saying? But it's true. I feel me, sha. Bam bam ni moyo. Me my baby come in your car. Praise God. This self-love is full with sins. This self-love does not care about anybody. And when you actually say that, should be the Bible say that you should love your neighbor. The person will say that, as myself, oh, not above myself. Yeah. The Bible says we should love our neighbor as myself. So if it is above myself, it's not possible. I've not eaten since morning. The last 1,000 naira I have, that I want to use it to eat. I'm not saying that I should go and use it to get something for someone. And you're like, no, it's not love. Because the Bible says that love your neighbor as what? Yourself. A lot of us are in that shoes. A lot of us. But Christ gave us another love. Another self-love that is natural, pure. And in the book of John chapter 13, verse 34. John 13, verse 34. Okay, thank you very much. A new commandment I give unto you, that ye love one another as I have loved you, that ye also love one another. Praise God. Jesus knows that there is one love, selfish. That love is selfish. So Jesus says, I bring you a new commandment. As I have loved you, as Christ has loved us, love one another. And the greatest love is the love that Christ had for us. Because I might love you, but I cannot die. Praise God. How many of us can die for our dear friends? How many of us can die for our dear friends? Most of us be like, oh, why it here? Why it me? But Christ did what? He died for us. Christ died for us. He knows that even though there are some times that you have to love your neighbor as yourself, but there are some times that you have to deny yourself. You have to be ready to spend and to be spent for your neighbor. It's got to a period, it's got to a time. Jesus was like, let this cup pass over me. Self-love. Me share now. Most of us, we know how we used to feel. If you are innocent of something, you are not guilty of it. Come up in kini and more lori. Ha! I can cry. Me o de sheo. Emi ko ni mo sheo. Because I'm not guilty of it. Then Jesus was like, no. Not my will. But your will be done. Love. The greatest love. How many of us can say that? How many of us can say that? If I see my brother actually going the wrong way, I will stop him and I will not be like, is his life. To those that watch Abatua, Dele said, why are you always on my matter? Nicholas said, because you are my brother. will say that because you are my brother, I will not allow you to fall. There are so many things that we are doing that used to lead to the fall of our brothers, and we don't care. And we say that we love. Is that the love that Christ showed us? Is that the love that Christ showed us? You don't care if your brother stumble and fall, and you say you love. Praise God. GSF sisters. GSF sisters. If you truly love our brothers, you will not wear anything revealing that will make them fall. Praise God. See, there are some things that we desire to neglect, or we desire not to teach because we think that probably it's a curse. In the book of Luke chapter 17 verse 1. Luke chapter 17 verse 1. Emi call Mosobel. Emi call Bibeli Losobel. Jesu Losobel. Emi call this place. Ko sheshe. Ko win ko sekon. Kyo mawa. If you truly love your brother, you will not want to be the cause of his downfall. Sincerely, if we truly love our brothers, Exodus chapter 20 verse 12, from verse 12, was giving us the list. Do not fornicate, do not lie, do not bear false witness, do not do this, do not do that. The thing is that if you truly love your brother, you will not fornicate. You will not lie. You will not bear false witness. Praise God. Praise the living Jesus. Let's open our Bible to the book of 1 John.
Hey, Lua, question. My time is up. Praise God. 1 John chapter 4 verse 7. Beloved, let us love one another, for love is of God. And everyone that loveth is born of God and knoweth God. He that loveth not knoweth not God, for God is love. In this was manifested the love of God toward us, because that God sent his only begotten Son into the world, that we might live through him. Herein is love, not that we loved God, but that he loved us and sent his Son to be the propitiation for our sins. Beloved, if God so loved us, we ought also to love another. No man hath seen God at any time. If we love one another, God dwelleth in us, and his love is perfected in us. Verse 16. And we have known and believed the love that God hath to us. God is love, and he that dwelleth in love dwelleth in God, and God in him. Verse 20. If a man say, I love God, and hateth his brother, he is a liar. For he that loveth not his brother whom he hath seen, how can he love God whom he hath not seen? And these commandments have we from him, that he who loveth God loveth his brother also. Praise God. Praise the living Jesus. Can you face your neighbor? Say, I will love. Praise God. I will love. If we actually love one another, there are a lot of things that because of time, we will not be able to read 1 Corinthians chapter 13, but I would love us to go and read it at home. Seriously. It is the greatest love. Love. No matter what, love. So I will not be able to answer the question. Praise God. The book of Romans chapter 13 verse 10. Please, media, fast. Romans 13, 10. Okay. Love worketh no ill to his neighbor. Therefore, love is the fulfilling of the law. Thank you very much, sir. Love is the fulfilling of the law. The Ten Commandments, everything deals with love. It is the fulfilling of the love, of the law. The fulfillment of the law. On this commandment, love, hang all the prophets and the laws, everything. Love. Can you tell someone love? Love. Love.
I will love. Jesus has taught me to love. I will love his own people. I will love everybody. Jesus taught me to love. I will love. Jesus has taught me to love. I will love Jesus people. I will love everybody. Jesus taught me to love. I will love. Jesus taught me to love.
Bro Samson, please, can I have you? Papa, please, can I have you? Thank you very much.
Jesus taught me to love. I said I will love. I will love. Jesus has taught me to love. I will love Jesus people. I will love everybody. Jesus taught me.
Praise God. Papa, this question says, what can you do if you love someone, but the person hates you with passion to the extent that he will always do something that hurts you?
Okay. There are some questions that if we actually want to answer, we are actually going to put somebody in that position. So if you want to answer this question, I will say that if it was Jesus who was in this position, what would he have done? He loved you even while you were yet sinner. He loved you when you hated him. So there are some times that Jesus would also want to teach you how to love the way he loves. So when somebody hates you so much, it is not for you to now detach yourself, but pray for the person so that you can be able to love the person. If you don't pray for the person, I won't lie, you might not be able to love the person adequately, but pray for the person.
Thank you very much, sir. Yeah. Brother Samson. Praise God. This question says, please, ma, is it possible to love my neighbor over myself?
that is, love my neighbor more than myself.
It is well. Hallelujah. 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 So, to answer this question, I would like to call my Oga. Brian, you're coming to answer the question.
Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Bible did not taught us to love our neighbor more than ourselves, but as ourselves. So anything you will do for yourself, the same thing you will do for your neighbor. But anything you cannot do for yourself, then don't do it for your neighbor. Thank you.
Praise God. This will be the last question you'll be taking. Papa will be answering the question. Praise God. Papa, this question says, good evening, Ma. You said we cannot love God and love another thing. Okay, in the case of husband and wife, should we say they should not love themselves but love God alone? They should not love themselves but love God alone.
Okay, I will first, I might not be able to answer that B, but the first part, which says, you said we cannot love God and love any other thing. I would say that if you are actually meant to love, you should actually love every other thing from the aspect of God. Every other thing you are going to love must be from the perspective, it must be drawn out of God. So even your marriage, if you are good, but this, so you cannot actually tell me that because your husband loves drinking, so you should also satisfy him and join him to drink. So every, I don't know, the second part is controversial, but the part A, everything you are going to love must be driven out of the love of God. Thank you.
Praise God. Thank you very much, sir. Can we please give him a round of applause? Please, we cannot answer every question. Just come and see me. Or papas in the house. We have papas in the house. Praise God. Can we be on our feet?
I will love. Jesus has taught me to love. I will love Jesus people. I will love everybody. Jesus taught me to love.
I will love. Come, praise God. Lord, help me to love.
I